I did not finish all the lessons that I was going to teach from Psalms chapter 10 and verse 17. I spoke on the first part where it says, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. The second part I want to speak on is you will prepare their heart. God's word is true. God cannot lie. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Wait on the Lord. Keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. The psalmist said in Psalms 38 and 9, Lord, all my desire is before you, and my groanings is not hid from you. And listen to what the psalmist wrote in Psalms 138 and verse 2. The writer said, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you, listen to this now, this is important. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Can you imagine this being written in the Bible? Above the Lord's name, he magnifies his word. His word is preeminent in this universe. You can preach in his name all you want to. You can speak in his name whenever you will. But if it's not according to the word, you're wasting your time. He exalts nothing above his word. He is not a man that he should lie. Let's get back to Psalms chapter 10 and verse 17. The second part of that verse tells us, you will prepare their hearts. This is an important statement. This is a blessed assurance. This assures us that God will prepare the heart. You could turn this into a prayer and say, Lord, prepare my heart. We should all have some kind of preparedness for the coming days as far as circumstances allow. There is the laying up in store for a rainy day that every sensible man will make as far as he is able. But brothers and sisters, the best preparation for the future lies in heaven. A heart prepared. If you get all else prepared, but the heart is not, you have left off the most important part. If the heart be prepared, and yet other things not be prepared, I believe that things will turn out right in the end. All goes right when the heart is right. Out of the heart are the issues of life, and these issues of life are true and good when the heart is right. God only can prepare the heart for that which is right. He alone can prepare it for holy living, prepare it for holy dying, prepare it for eternity. God will prepare the heart of the humble to receive Christ. You may think that you don't feel fit to come to Christ. Well, let me say this. All the unworthiness that you may feel, that you may lack, God will give you. He will prepare your heart. You want to be empty. You want to be broken. The Spirit of God will work upon your conscience by the operation of the Holy Spirit. Don't stand back from Christ. God prepares you for Christ as he has already prepared Christ for you. And not only that, God will prepare your heart to receive more of Christ this coming year. This would be a wasted year if I thought that this year I would not learn something more of my Master. I would think that I would be a failure this year if I should have no fresh insight concerning the beauties of his person and the excellency of his character. Oh, that we may receive Christ more fully into our hearts. The heart needs a sweeping. a cleansing, a preparing. And here, the promise of this work is divinely performed.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.